Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Howie Goss. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Nottebardt. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Don Nottebardt. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The catcher, Choo Choo Coleman. Batting second. The third baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting third. The right fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Al Moran. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Larry Burrotite. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Jackson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Al Jackson. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burrotite scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cranepool moves to third. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harkness for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hickman who is chasing the ball. Goss reaches third base with a triple. Hickman throws the ball into Harkness who tags Goss trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Aspromonte goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 1-0, Astros. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brautite is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brautite hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub, who is chasing the ball. Brautite reaches third base with a triple. Hickman goes all the way around to score. It's Astros, 1, Mets, 1. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brautite scores. It's 2-1, Mets. Choo-Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-1 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson moves to third. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackson scores. Coleman moves to second. It's 3-1, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman takes first base on ball 4. Don Nottebardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nottebardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Nottebardt moves to second. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-1 in the game. Runnels is hit by the pitch. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0-1 in the game. Warwick hits a line drive towards the mound. Jackson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromontii fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0-1 in the game. Harkness strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nottebardt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-1 in the game. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Bob Aspromontii is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromontii is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Aspromontii strikes out. One out. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Goss hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-1 in the game. Lillis hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. J.C. Hartman now playing shortstop. Bob Lillis now playing third base. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-1 in the game. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hartman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brautite is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brautite is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Brautite hits a line drive into left field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bateman hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Nottebohm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nottebohm is 0-for-1 in the game. Nottebohm is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Temple reaches second base with a double. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Choo-Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nottebohm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Neal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool strikes out. Two outs. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Neal moves to third. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0-for-2 in the game. Harkness hits a line drive into right field. Staub picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Staub. Neal scores. Snyder moves to third. It's 4-1, Mets. Russ Kemmerer now pitching. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hickman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Goss. Hickman reaches second base with a double. Snyder scores. Harkness goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Mets. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-2 in the game. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lillis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0-for-2 in the game. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. Two outs. J.C. Hartman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barait settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Barait is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barait is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Barait hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a pop-up towards short. Hartman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Choo-Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a line drive into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Goss is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bateman strikes out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy pinch hits for Russ Kemmerer. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy takes first base on ball 4. Lillis moves to second. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Temple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lillis scores. Hardy moves to second. It's 6-2, Mets. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Runnels hits a pop-up towards short. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Astros 2. The Mets will come to bat. Conrad Cardinal now pitching. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Neal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-3 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Neal moves to second. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Neal moves to third. Cranepool moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Hal Woods hit now pitching. Rod Cannell pinch runs for Duke Snider. Gil Hodges pinch hits for Tim Harkness. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Neal scores. Cranepool moves to third. Cannell moves to second. It's 7-2, Mets. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lillis fields it and throws to home to get Cranepool. Cannell moves to third. Hodges moves to second. One out. Almoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cannell scores. Hodges moves to third. Hickman moves to second. It's 8-2, Mets. Almoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-3 in the game. Moran strikes out. Two outs. Larry Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Warwick. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Hodges scores. Hickman scores. It's 10-2, Mets. Cliff Cook pinch hits for Al Jackson. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a pop-up towards first. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Ken McKenzie now pitching. Gil Hodges now playing first base. Rod Cannell now playing left field. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0-for-3 in the game. Warwick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Coleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. J.C. Hartman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartman hits a line drive towards short. Moran reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Astros 2. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Zachary now pitching. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Coleman is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Neal hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Goss hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-3, Mets. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bateman hits a fly ball into left field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Campbell pinch hits for Chris Zachary. Jim Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Temple hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lillis moves to third. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Runnels strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 10, and Houston Astros, 3. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.